We get started. We're going to call this work session to order at this time. Ann will handle roll. We won't do an audio roll as we are traditionally don't during a work session. And our work session is primarily the Inclusion and Multicultural Advisory Commission discussion. So what we have at our tables is an option B. This option is not what was sent out on Thursday. We had Troy go through it, and Troy went through and kind of made it consistent, put the periods where they needed to be, fixed some of the punctuation, and made some of it so it's more readable, but really nothing in content was altered. So that's kind of what we're looking at. We're looking at the original, and we're looking at the other one that's gone through revision after revision after revision through a couple council members and some citizens and Troy. So we have everyone here, so this is our discussion. And it would be nice if we could just kind of find something that we can agree upon that's thorough, that's comprehensive, that's doing what we needed to do. So comments, questions, concerns, God forbid more revisions. John?
I'm very pleased with the original Equity and Inclusion Commission draft that's right here in front of me.
Okay. So I guess that's, I'm not surprised.
That's the version I like, with the exception of taking out the sunset clause.
Okay. I'm just taking a minute to read the.
Yeah, please option. Take all the time you need. Does Brendan have a copy of this?
It was the one that sent out with the meeting. That was sent out with the meeting reminder tonight. This morning. I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, so this one was sent out this morning.
This morning.
I read
correct.
It. Okay.
Correct.
I read yes, it in the email. Sorry.
It's different from what was in the packet, but it's the one that was sent out with
the most current. Reminder. Okay. Correct.
So yeah. I hope Brendan has it.
But yeah, Brendan, have you seen that yet?
I am looking at the, I guess the edits of that one right there. I didn't realize that there was a different draft. And so I was reading that right now while listening at the same time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Right. Okay. No, I've got these fancy headphones on, and so it has like noise cancellation, so I'm not always sure if you can hear me, but give me just a minute to catch up. I'm at that C section, kind of reading the difference or what was.
It's just more readable from, I'll let you be the judge of it, but from my perspective, I think it's just a little bit more readable.
Yeah, and Mr. Mayor, if I can add to that, I certainly did make little kind of nitpicky changes, but definitely the 2.03 paragraph C yeah. is where the most language.
Yeah.
I have a question. In B, commission members may not serve on another commission. Is that true of all the commissions?
It is, except for the Employee Review Board and the Charter Commission.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Yeah, we're lucky when the Employee Review Board doesn't have to meet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Troy. I like the way that reads a lot better.
I do too. All right, any other feedback, any changes? Yeah, go ahead.
Just wanted to address attendance, and I talked to Ann at the fire board meeting, asked her about any language similar to other commissions where, say, if a commission member misses several meetings in a row, that they may be up for dismissal or resigning or something. I can't remember. I thought the Park Commission might have had one, or Park and Rec.
I think several of the commissions, I'm sorry, if I may, do talk about having, if members have three unexcused absences, then the council may consider removing them. I think that's how it reads, something like that.
Mr. Mayor, yes, I think we addressed that in the Charter Commission bylaw update.
That's where I remember, yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't have that. It talks about expected to attend. Staff will track, but there isn't any sort of three strikes, you're out. Now, I mean, keeping in mind that the council retains the discretion to remove anyone at any time for any reason. So we certainly could make it clear.
It would be nice to let potential commission attendees know this, that they're, you know, it's important that they attend and not just say, hey, I have a name on a commission. You know, you want them to be engaged in.
Sure. So in the charter, it's what's changed in the charter? It's addressed in the charter? Tell me more about that.
As part of the Charter Commission, after we worked on updating the charter, they turned their sights to their own bylaws. And so then they updated their bylaws. And that was part of the discussion. Have some sort of limitation. You know,
so there's not really anything in the charter. It was just addressed.
No, just the bylaws.
Got it. All right. Yeah. So what are you thinking? Are you thinking...
Well, if we already have that overarching ability to, for any reason, but I'd like the members to know that, you know, their attendance is important, or just spell it out for them. You know, we do ask that you attend meetings, and if you can't, let us know. If most commission members will say, hey, I've my job changed, or we have a new baby, or something comes up, a family or work instance where they can't make meetings, and they'll usually come forward and say, I'm going to resign because I can no longer attend, or I'm having difficulty in that. But to have something out front for them to, maybe as a guideline, I don't know if we need it or not. I was just wondering.
Yeah, Troy.
Mr. Mayor and Council, you certainly could add that to that provision. I mean, it's not uncommon to have language along the lines. Again, this would be in the bylaws, something along that the council may remove a member for three unexcused absences or something like that. Words to that effect. So it's certainly something we can do. I do agree with you as far as if the expectation is you ought not have three unexcused absences in a row, then we should state that. Just so they understand that
exactly.
That's an expectation.
Yeah. Clarifying up front.
Okay. Yeah, and what qualifies as an unexcused absence is not having communication with the chair. I mean, that's really what it amounts to. Right. If they're out of communication for that period of time, that's a 3-month period of time. That's someone who's not engaged.
Right.
I'm okay with it, I think. What do you guys think? Therese?
Yeah, I'm okay with that too.
If it's consistent with the other commissions, why not?
Yeah, I think we're not consistent amongst all the commissions. I think it's hit and miss.
Then that would be, you know, you'd want something that's an even playing field, correct?
Well, that's something that we could make consistent, I think.
I will check. I believe it is for Parks and Rec. I believe it is for EQC. I believe it is for planning, but I am not 100% sure on that. I will check.
Anybody interested in making it that way amongst all the commissions? I think we make that move.
Is it three sequential meetings that they miss? Three in a row or just three?
Yeah, it's just three. I think most of it's three unexcused.
Okay.
Just three
in
unexcused.
The period of the time they're on? Or a year, or
it sort of varies. As council member LaRoche said, there have been times on commissions I've been liaison for where you notice someone hasn't been to the last three meetings and you call them and say, hey, we're worried about you, what's going on? And then they say, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on in our family, I gotta resign, I can't do it, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it varies, it really varies.
There have been members that have completely ghosted and just disappeared forever and never answered phone calls either. So.
Yeah, maybe that can be a discussion with our liaisons when in these commissions, and just kind of remind the chair that that's kind of a thing, and just bring up that awareness. Okay.
Nancy. And another question, wondering about the bylaws for the other commissions or the statutes here, or ordinances rather, are these published online? You know, so that people could read these, or members, potential members could read these bylaws and see what's expected, what's the scope of this commission? Is that something?
They are published online only to the extent agendas are published online. Oh. Because, you know, with each commission agenda, then the bylaws go out usually at their, at least at their annual meeting, if not more often.
Okay.
But yeah, no,
but it's not easy to find if someone were to search and want to dig a little deeper. Correct. What does this commission do? Because these, you know, our two versions here are pretty, they're nice and descriptive. Where online, it's more generic.
Now, the actual ordinances creating the commissions are, of they course, are. They're part of the city code.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that would.
So that's kind of a yes.
That is, right. Yes.
But the bylaws are not.
Kind of a yes.
Yeah, you have bylaws not, but the right. ordinance but part would be helpful to have a link
correct.
in that commission on the website so people could learn more about what the commission does. Spells it out a little. Just okay. a thought and suggestion.
Yeah. You're good.
Councilmember Banks has his hand up.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Brennan?
Yeah, I was following proper protocol there.
Way to go. Way to go. This is a work session. It's a little casual.
I know. I don't like to cut anybody off, especially if I'm online and not there physically. Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
One, I want to say thank you to everybody who has said, let's, you know, continue this conversation where I wasn't able to be at the last work session. And I had a family emergency, which brought me to Texas. And I was texting the mayor and Ann and saying, I need to be a part of this conversation. I know I'm taking care of things, but I know I can't vote on anything tonight, but this is a work session, so we don't have to vote. That being said, I wanted to chime in and give my thoughts and kind of where we are. I'm glad we were able to get down to just two drafts. I was a part of working on this on draft B, if you will. I think there are some differences, and I think what the biggest part of this was not necessarily, I don't want to say taking a cookie cutter template from before, because, you know, Troy and Ann, you know, kind of put something together based off of the direction that we gave them. Right. But as really, it was kind of, I enjoyed kind of really getting to some of the nitty gritty of looking at, you know, putting this, you know, together and the wording and some of the long conversations and working around and walking around it. And when you look at things, you know, like, for example, one of the things that was noted where, you know, that council member Kaiser pointed out, right, and that we took out the sunset clause in this other one. Now, I mind you, and I could, if there wants to be a debate about the name of this, I could care less. I don't care what the name of this commission is called. I think where it gets down to the nitty gritty, and I don't say necessarily the differences, but when we look at section 103, article 1, right, I don't want to say it doesn't narrow the scope, it begins to define the scope of what it is that we're set out to do, and especially not just in, I don't want to say this quote unquote political climate, but in our social climate, right? Where some of the big conversations that are being talked about and the things where people don't feel welcome is, you know, that we're still having civil rights violations, right? That there's still discrimination taking place. We look at that and fortunately I love and continue to honor our police department, but right, I just using that as just one small example, when we look at even other cities, you know, not necessarily neighboring cities, but in our region, that there may not, there's not the same type, right? And that's what's stirred up a lot of this conversation and a lot of these provoking things where we're looking at what is discrimination and protecting, you know, the civil rights where all people of our community feel welcome. And then we start getting into the duties. And I've had some, you know, I've had several citizens, you know, email me and things like that. And, you know, as we were looking at the things, I think it's important, you know, what the purpose of a commission is and what their job is to do. And so, you know, when we're looking at the duties, right, there was a lot of work that went into it. And some of them are really, you know, some of them are the same from that, you know, that first draft. And I think there was a lot of people that did have heartburn about the specific clause. And I think Troy really cleaned it up. But and again, thank you, Troy. And that section C, right? But, you know, I think the heavy lifting and the heavy work is, you know, primarily what is our roles and, you know, what is the commission's role and responsibility like any other commission? You know, you're looking at the, you know, evaluating the city first, the, you know, process, policies, procedures, you know, are the any ordinances that we have in place. I don't think there is, right? But, you know, reviewing our, the community outreach methods and activities so that, you know, all populations, that there's, you know, inclusive opportunities for, you know, for everyone. And we just kind of continue to like work through, and I think it more tailors to what it is that we're wanting to do versus, oh, well, this is what another city is doing and let's just do the same exact thing when they're forming that, you know, and they haven't really, you know, put it together. There was a lot of, like I said, a lot of, work in this. And, you know, that's where I stand behind it, because of not just the intent and the heart behind it, but that's really, we're setting something up to be timeless and not just standing on local buzzwords, right? That where we're just sitting, oh, that this is, you know, this is hot right now. Versus what is something that's going to, I don't want to say stand for the ages, but that's going to outlast all of us on city council. And that will encompass any, you know, anything that could come up in the future. But they're still getting back to the principles of who, you know, what our job and scope is. So I just wanted to have my input, you know, in where I stood on this. Why I support this second draft. I think maybe because I'm not, I guess I don't care about the title because I'm not really sold on it. But if, you know, if anybody has any heartburn about the title, you're not going to have any objections from me.
All right. Thanks, Brendan.
That's all I have for right now.
Okay. John?
Councilmember Banks, there's a portion here in the, I want to say the ordinance for the Equity and Inclusion Commission, which involves collaborate with organizations to host and promote events that educate the community on issues of equity and inclusion and other issues, and to promote awareness and appreciation of diversity. And I don't see that in the option B. And to give you an example, I'm on the EQC and we have a lot of guest speakers that participate at the beginning of the meeting for the first 15 minutes of the meeting. And it really adds a lot to the commission in terms of, you know, knowledge that is presented to the city as a whole, but also, you know, areas of interest, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, in terms of the environment that I'm not quite aware of, that these speakers help bring awareness to us and to our community. And plus, we're able to add it to the city's social media and put it out there as well as a presentation. Would that be something that you would support in in this ordinance. This collaborate with organizations to host and promote events that educate the community on issues of equity and inclusion.
If I can, Mr. Mayor, can I chime in?
Yeah, go ahead. He directed it to you.
Okay. If you look at kind of, I guess, what was added or kind of reworded and stuff in the draft B one, right, there's the, you know, and now you could tell me if you don't feel like that's an encompassing that to it or some additional language needs to be added into probably F, but communicate the city's outreach and equality and civil rights work and facilitate community engagement and feedback as approved by the city council, and F, facilitate discussion within the community on issues of equality and civil rights.
I'm sorry, could you, what was the first part? I see F, what was the first part?
E and F.
Yeah, and I would also argue that kind of on the outreach piece of it, it's A kind of talks to that piece as well.
Right, I think those really encompass any number of activities that can be done.
I think they kind of go further than,
right,
than that particular one. Because we got like three of them addressing it in different ways.
I think the reason why I like B is because it's simultaneously expanding the work that can be done and at the same time defining it more of what is to be done. So it kind of does a broad update to A by expanding it and at the same time defining it.
Yep, making it more clear. All right, anybody else?
Over here.
Oh. Go ahead, David.
I just like option A. Going through it, I just kind of liked it from the get-go, and looking at B doesn't ring as true to me, I guess, to what I would like to see in a commission. So I prefer option A.
Okay. Yeah.
Just my opinion too. I agree with Olga and Brendan that by defining these more and expanding more makes this a more timeless and futuristic piece that's going to go past the current trendy words. I think this is much more broad and inclusive than the language in A. So I support B, the final B.
Okay. Therese?
I like option A with the, as I said earlier, take out the sunset clause.
Sure, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like B. I had some work in some of the revision in this, and we were trying to go just a little bit further. And I like the work that Brendan did on it too. It's just like every time we went through a revision, we went through probably six revisions between citizens and different people. And it just seemed to get a little bit more better and better as it went. Go ahead.
I really like option B, as I have said. One of the reasons is it reflects the process that we went through. We were in a place where there was significant potential for serious conflict on this council.
Yes.
And it was a very emotional issue with a lot of fear and misunderstanding and potential for misunderstanding. And we needed to work through that, those emotions that really shut down rational thinking. So to arrive at an option here, having gone through that, I think is a very commendable thing, a really important process that we went through that we should be proud of. And that's, I really feel that this is laden with just a process that was difficult, but at the same time, we came out very strong at the end of it with this draft.
Yeah. You know, the community process was key too. It helped in terms of understanding kind of what the take was from the community and how the community was approaching it. So you're right. I think that was very beneficial in the process.
you know, it didn't necessarily have to like it, but, you know, it was what it was. And at the end of the day, we have to deal with our reality and try to make it better. So we are, go ahead.
I said one more thing there. And I think, right, keying in on, I guess I'll talk about where I came in at the revision process. I was at the back end of it. And, you know, there was, I had some concerns, you know, about, I guess, kind of how things were wording, maybe even how I was taken. I think how, what was kind of initially got published out there and some of the other options, that there was a lot of, I don't want to say necessarily misunderstanding, but really kind of started to give some of the same cause of a reaction as Olga was kind of pointing out to, right? More of a, I don't say knee-jerk reaction, right? But like looking at it first, and it was almost fearful, right? And they're looking at, well, this is how this is worded. What is the intent, you know, of this? And I think specifically it goes to, you know, the section C, right? When we were looking at that and kind of really what is even our scope as a council or as a commission, and what, you know, what authority, you know, do we have, and really rewording that to fit some of the things that we were, all the feedback that we were getting, right? So this was a working document that took a lot of input from a lot of different pieces, but, you know, some of the biggest things, again, my biggest takeaways are also even that community, you know, the work that we did through this whole process, right? I think this really reflects more so from the conversations that we had in the very beginning as a council to the community, you know, sessions that we had, the stuff where we were working with the consultant, right? And bringing all of these, you know, all of that different experience, even outside of, you know, I would say not our limited experience as a council, but sometimes, I mean, we're just relying on, you know, the seven of us. And I think that this really is really pulling in all of the different things, even how we, right, where the framework came from, looking at what other cities were doing. And so, again, I think this is something that we can all be very proud of. And I still, you know, appreciate the fact that, you know what, we were having this conversation before. I know it's taken a long time, and I know people will go back and listen to this, but we were having these conversations, and we were talking about what we were doing as already in a community when we changed our goals. And that was before George Floyd.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that was before Dante Wright. And, you know, and where we were coming in, we were having the conversations of, you know, what is it to have, you know, community policing in policy versus in practice? And really looking at stepping outside of ourselves and like I said, I'm really excited, and I feel really good where we have been heading as not just as a council, but as a city before stuff was on the news, before, you know, all of these other things were taking place, and people were getting riled up, and, you know, there were protests and stuff, that we could stand on the fact to say that, you know what, here in Crystal, we were already having these conversations. And we were already beginning this process. I know many on, you know, that many people would have wanted this to have us to get to this point faster than we have gotten to this point. But even I think there were people on the council that were resistant to even come to this point. And we've worked through all of those things to get here. So I want to thank everybody for that, for this process. I mean, I'm trying not to get emotional, but it's incredibly important to me. And it means so much to, I would say, the people that may feel marginalized in our community, not just people of color, but you know, all across, you know, different spectrums. So thank you.
Yeah, good comments.
Can I make a comment?
Sure, please.
And I don't want to derail the conversation, but I'm going to. As you know, at the last meeting that came up, that there was some concern about calling it multicultural because of our other multicultural police advisory committee. So I don't have any good ideas. Would you be open to other words like intercultural, cross-cultural? I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something to keep our chief happy and our existing multicultural
advisory. I saw something go by in one of the versions.
So from the MAC perspective, you know, I wouldn't want to call one PMAC and one CMAC because that I think is confusing.
Right.
I think if you call one CMAC and one MAC, that's less confusing. Because it just has a different rhythm to it. I really don't have a hard time with having them called similarly.
Chief, I'd like you to address that. I think it's confusing. Yeah. I would like to see it called Equity and Inclusion Commission, no matter what version we go with. But please address that, Chief.
So, Mayor and Council, thank you. And so it is confusing, and it's confusing for our MAC committee. And I think that's the confusing part, right? Our Multicultural Advisory Committee is not a commission or a committee. This would obviously be a commission and report to you folks. So it is confusing whether or not you call it a MAC, a PMAC, a CMAC, right, or any MAC.
Yeah.
So because that's going to be a commission and they are a committee. And I think if you have folks on that commission, it's going to really, it's going to be confusing for not only our residents, but for those people who are on those different commissions and committees. Mm-hmm. So I just strongly urge you to call it something different that doesn't have those words in them, on behalf of our Multicultural Advisory Committee.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm in the middle of like writing a lot of papers and with theses and things, organizing. So I'm looking for code, like, what are the main words in this commission that option B? So Outreach, Equality, and Civil Rights Commission. Those are the three words that were focused here on section 203 for the duties. We could do that, Outreach, Equality, Civil Rights. And I also remember there was another one floating around, and it wasn't the welcoming one.
Nope.
Cause that was kind of not,
that wasn't, that was,
we didn't like that either.
A different name to be.
Definitely.
So is that the one I submitted?
Think so.
Mine was, I think actually it's the same as almost the same. Mine was Outreach, Inclusion, and Civil Rights.
Right. So I really like that. Just lifting those words straight out of the commission and just putting them up on top, because that's what it's about. So
that
simplifies it. So we had a discussion about outreach. Outreach is, Brendan, you and I talked extensively on outreach as it's important for it to exist. It's more of an action word. It's not, I mean, to have a commission about outreach, well, there's outreach in almost all the commissions. In a lot of the different areas, outreach was pulled and then emphasized in different parts of the duties. And the purpose of the commission isn't really for outreach. It's just something that's a part of the commission. And so if we do something, I would kind of like to see that not in the title.
Okay.
Do you agree with that, Brendan?
Yes, I do agree with that same sentiment.
Okay. So
inclusion is another word. You can have inclusion.
Civil rights.
Equality and civil rights. You can just, I like three. I like things in threes, but you can have them in twos. That's.
Civil rights.
Inequality.
Inequality.
Right.
You know, one thing I mentioned was diversity. You know, that was something that I thought was, should have been part of the title from the very get-go. So, I mean.
How about diversity and inclusion commission?
That works for me. You like that, John?
Yeah. For me?
Diversity and inclusion
commission. Yes, sure. Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I do.
Short and sweet. It's good.
It is.
Yeah.
I like it.
Civil rights and inclusion?
No. Diversity.
I'm sorry, I brought this.
Diversity is not bad. Diversity and inclusion. Inclusion is in here, and diversity is, there's a lot of, you know, so I'm okay with that.
Okay, so what did you tell me again? What is it?
Diversity and inclusion commission.
Put on option B.
On final B.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Maybe add another word with it, though.
Yeah, what, David?
The abbreviation.
What's the abbreviation?
BIC.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
DI is fine with me.
Diversity, I mean.
We're not doing
okay.
DIC.
We have Parks and Rec. We have,
well,
you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's okay.
Whatever EQC, people call it.
EQC is, you know,
all right.
Commission is the C.
Do we got that?
We got it.
I think we got it.
Diversity
and inclusion
you can,
with option B final.
There you go.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. That's what you're hearing.
On May 3rd on the agenda.
Okay, May 3rd.
Okay. May 3rd.
Is that correct?
That is
correct. All right. Way to go, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Great job.
Yeah, good job. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, community.
Thanks to the community members who helped with their input.
Yep. And through the process of having the conversation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Constituent update.
It's the one. Cleanup will resume this Thursday, I believe. It started last week, and it will resume this Thursday.
Okay.
Good. May I add one?
Yep.
In light of the pedestrian car accident on 32nd and Douglas, I would like to put that on our ongoing updates to see what we can do to improve that.
And remember, we do have to be careful because there may be pending litigation about how we talk about that. But yes.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I know it's a county road. Would you partner with the county?
Yes, and we have
part of the Three Rivers Bike Trail.
Yes, we have had conversations. Mark Ray has been great about reaching out to the county right away.
So,
and the commissioner is on it, is working on it as well.
Okay.
But right. Any follow-ups would be great.
Yep.
I brought it up. Thank you.
Forget.
All right. Good point. Both of you, Ann and Nancy. Check in.
Nothing exciting. I think you all know what I've been up to. rewriting commission. No. Troy has been doing that. Troy and you have been working on the commission. So.
Yeah. New business announcements. Cover those at the council meeting. We are adjourned.